All right, so what's going to happen in the United States Senate when it comes to Alejandro Mayorkas? The House impeached Mayorkas by a single vote. Been a few weeks now. By a single vote. Should have been a wide margin, but it was not for whatever reason. You can sort that out on your own, but it should have been. Joining me now is Jenny Beth Martin, the Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chair. Jenny Beth, good to have you back.
Thanks so much for having me.
Always good to see you. Look, the Mayorkas impeachment should have been by 100 votes, but it wasn't. It was by one. Here's the question, though. Will it make it through the Senate? Because right now, Chuck Schumer could dispose of this quickly with 51 votes. The problem Chuck Schumer has, and maybe I'm being a little bit optimistic here, I don't know that John Fetterman's just going to kick this out the door. Fetterman might actually turn out to be the wild card because he says that the open border is terrible. I don't know. How are your tea leaves looking today?
Unfortunately, even though I'm with Tea Party Patriots Action, I'm not able to read tea leaves. So I don't know exactly what will happen. You're right. Fetterman is very concerned about the border, so he could be a wild card. The fact of the matter is, an impeachment of a cabinet official, it is almost unprecedented. This is not something that happens every day. It should be taken seriously by the United States Senate. In the end, the Senate may wind up still not removing Mayorkas from office, but they need to have a trial. They need to allow the House impeachment managers to present their evidence, and they need to listen to that evidence and give it the consideration that an impeachment deserves. An impeachment next to declaring an act of war, declaring that we're at war, it's one of the most serious things the United States Congress, whether it's the House or the Senate, embarks in, and they need to take this seriously.
But do you think, I mean, I don't know that they will. Look, no, Chuck Schumer and this administration, they want an open border. It's obvious because that's the policy. The open border is the policy of this administration. There's no other explanation for what we're seeing. We're seeing 7,000 and 8,000 illegals a day again. I mean, the numbers are off the charts. The newest updated numbers, according to two members of Congress on this program last week, 13.5 to 20 million illegals in the last 3.5 years. This whole thing about 6 or 7 or 8, no. They're finally saying, no, 13 and a half to 20 million. And I'm still guessing it could be higher than that. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I think that they're right. That the 7.2 million, that's just the number of people that we know about. It does not include the number of people who entered the border not from a port of entry. And you're right. It is we have a White House and an administration that has an open border policy. If you come to the border crossing, you're going to get into the country. It's just as simple as that. They're not turning people away. They may claim that they have deported some people, but it is such a teeny tiny fraction of the number versus whether it's 7.2 million or 13 or even 20 million. It doesn't matter. It's such a tiny fraction of that number.
The truth is we don't have any idea. Jenny, that's the real takeaway here. We don't have any idea because they don't know if the gotaways are 100,000. Or a million or 2 million. They don't know. That's why they're gotaways. If they didn't encounter Border Patrol of any sort or ICE or whatever, doesn't matter. If they didn't run into the county sheriff or whomever, you never find out. You don't know. And we know that some of those gotaways commit heinous crimes. Ruby Garcia murdered in Grand Rapids here just recently in Grand Rapids, Michigan. An illegal alien who had been deported.
Lake Riley was from my county.
Yeah, deported.
Lake Riley was from my county. She had the same first grade teacher as my children a year before they did. This hits very close to home. It is absolutely horrible. It could be avoided by following the law. We already have immigration law, and this is why Mayorkas needs to be a real impeachment hearing in the Senate, because Mayorkas is not following the law.
You have identified, Jenny Beth, the very theme of this program today, which is they don't follow the law, whether it's with student loan forgiveness, which the Supreme Court says you can't do that, it's unconstitutional, and they say we don't care, we're going to do it anyway, we're going to buy these votes. Whether it's you have the responsibility to seal the border, we don't care. We're not going to follow that. It doesn't matter. It's a lawless administration that doesn't care. They pick and choose the laws they want to follow. They throw Republicans in prison for not answering to a congressional subpoena and ignore congressional subpoenas at the same time. It is a remarkable and bold, aggressive agenda against law and order, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely it is. It's turning our country into a banana republic. We're supposed to be a country where the rule of law matters. We're not supposed to be a country where we govern on the whims of men. What we're doing right now is just governing on the whims of men. That's what happens in banana republics. Many of the people who are coming to this country are trying to escape banana republics, and yet the very first act they perform in this country, crossing the border illegally, is turning our country into a banana republic, just like they seek to run from. It's horrible. The Biden administration ignores the law, flouts the law, and thinks, remember when Obama said he could rule by a pen and a phone?
Well, he did.
It's exactly what the Biden administration is doing.
Sadly, well, some would suggest, Jenny Beth, that Barack Obama is still ruling with a cell phone right now. Some would contend that's exactly the case.
His policies certainly are being implemented left and right, or left and even further left, nonstop in this country. And he's campaigning for Biden and he's running the campaign. So I understand why people think that. And it is a continuation of his policies. They are radically transforming America. They have radically transformed America. They are not following the law. And we are suffering the consequences of it. Americans are suffering the consequences of it, whether it's an increase in prices at the grocery store due to inflation because they print money and they do things like they claim they're going to just pay for student loans when they shouldn't, or the death of Laken Riley, or any other of a number of things. The people who are in jail, Peter Navarro for not complying with a subpoena, while others in the administration ignore subpoenas from Congress. The list goes on and on and on. It's completely lawless. It's wrong. Mayorkas should be removed from office. Biden should be impeached. And if Congress won't act, it's up to us in November to make sure we change who runs this country.
Absolutely true. I could not possibly agree with you more. Jenny Beth Martin from the Tea Party Patriots. Look, it's time to get a hold of your members of Congress, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, and say, look, we need a closed border. We need people that have left that border open, held accountable, not just Mayorkas, but everybody in this administration who continues to tell us, oh, the border's closed. They're looking us right in the eye and lying, Jenny Beth. I'll give you the last word.
Oh, they absolutely are lying. And the American people are smart. They understand that we have a wide open border. Whether you're just a regular suburban mom taking care of your kids, you get that there are severe consequences with what's going on in the border. Whether you're an Uber driver, whether you're here in this country legally, or you're here illegally, or you're an American citizen, everyone knows that the border is wide open. The Biden administration lies, they flout the law, and they must be held accountable.
Absolutely true. Jenny Beth Martin, always appreciate you being here. It's an important topic. It's going to be happening sometime in the U.S. Senate. Now, Schumer's going to try to get it out of there in 60 seconds. Let's hope that that is not allowed to happen. Jenny Beth, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, there you have it. Still to come, I'm going to dig deeper into this World Health Organization push for a so-called, it's not a treaty. They're calling it they have another word for it here. I'll have that for you in a second. But it is a treaty. When it says the legalese are shall, and that word is used 160 times, you shall, you shall, you shall, without delay, that is mandatory. I'll take a break and be back on the Steve Gruber Show.
And we're off to somewhere.
To anywhere, chatting about how Enbridge has invested in renewable energy projects
like solar. Right, that's what we're doing.
Yep, we're just two friends in a radio ad, letting everyone know these renewable energy projects can power more than 1 million homes.
It's the reason we're here, Zakiya.
It's the reason we exist, Mike.
So what happens when this commercial ends?
We say, tomorrow is on.
Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
Silly, careless human, you unleashed my power. Just try and stop me. I dare you.
Debris burning is the leading cause of wildfires in Michigan. All it takes is a spark.
Play with me, and you will get burned.
Don't go starting something wild. Burn safely by contacting your local fire department or visiting michigan.gov/burn permit. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Natural Resources and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.